the mic.
Hey, top of the morning to you, Deesa. You smoothie, me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake-up bomb. Cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning.
No, I'm serious.
And it's Hello World, top of the morning to you. This is Dr. Faye Maureen Butler, the anointed voice. Welcome to Top of the Morning Inspirational Show, and thank you for listening in. Top of the Morning is presented by Holder's House Ministries, Incorporated, a learning community encouraging, empowering, and educating believers. Good morning, by Mandisa with Toby Mack. Open the show.
In Christ there is no east or west, in him no south or north, but one great fellowship of love throughout the whole wide earth.
Yes, YAS is a counseling agency for family service in the D.C., Maryland, and Virginia areas. YAS can provide in-home counseling service for just $20 per month. Email, phone, and letter services can be provided at $5 per month. For more information, please call 202-422-6865. Again, that number for YAS is 202-422-6865. The weekly bulletin for Holder's House Ministries and related announcements. Holder's House Ministries community includes four primary initiatives. One, Top of the Morning Radio Show. Two, the Healing and Deliverance Crusade Campaigns. Three, the Empowerment Zone, which features a blog at holdershouseministries.wordpress.com, and the Empowerment Zone, face-to-face with Dr. Faye, a web TV program, which can be viewed at Holder's House Information Channel or on YouTube or DVTVonline.com. Number four, GoTeller Communications Consulting, providing churches and ministries with social media strategies, specifically communications plans and content management suggestions. GoTeller also offers workshop proposal templates and reference letter templates. There's also a GoTeller blog at drfaymaureen.wordpress.com. We have recently released the daily online news magazine, GoTeller Daily News Magazine. There are automatic push notification updates for the magazine to my social networking site account. So if you are not following me on social media, here's the information for you to subscribe or to follow me in Holder's House Ministries. On Twitter, at Dr. Maureen D, that's capital D-R-M-A-U-R-E-E-N, capital B. Our two Facebook pages, Top of the Morning Radio Show or Holder's House Ministries. On LinkedIn, Faye M. Butler. On Google+, Holder's House Information. And on YouTube, Holder's House Information. Pinterest, Faye Maureen Butler. Links and information for these ministries can be found at my official ministry website, www.holdershouseministry.org. Top of the Morning is in syndication. On Sunday morning, you can tune in at 8 a.m. Eastern at gospelofgolden.com, and on Tuesday at 6 a.m. at dmggospelradio.com. Monday to Friday at 6 a.m. at thestarradio.com. And the show can also be accessed at www.spiritoftruthmedia.com. Coming soon, the release of Breadcrumbs, original inspirational quotes and motivational thoughts by yours truly. Holder's House Ministries is a satisfied client and partners with each of the following. The Creative Flow is a graphic design and printing company. For more information, call Steve Asphalt at 917-294-0771. Cedric Wooten Photography is a husband and wife team. For more information, like them on Facebook or visit www.cedricwootenphotography.com. Sonic Braids and Trades, or Natural Hair Care. Contact Marion Council, Georgia at 718-783-9078. Divine Voice Entertainment Network, DVTVonline.com. And are you looking for an inexpensive yet powerful promotional tool to promote your ministry, business, or product? Contact Roland Pollard Productions, 916-690-3953. The following are related community announcements. Come and worship with Upper Room International Ministries Church of God in Christ, the Church Without Walls. We are located at 790 East 51st Street between Avenue D and Foster in Brooklyn, New York. Our web address where we take prayer requests is www.urimcogic.org, and the church Twitter account is all uppercase, URIMCOGIC. Our service times, Thursday night, Ms. Doran, the Watch of the Lord prayer at 6:30 p.m., and the Empowerment Zone Bible instruction and the members and converts class begins at 7 p.m. Our Sunday schedule, Sunday school is at 9:30 a.m., worship celebration is at 10:30 a.m. First Sunday is our celebration Sunday. We celebrate the Lord's Supper. Third Sunday is our Stir Up the Gift service, where I invite others to share their ministry gifts with Upper Room. Fourth Sunday is monthly Family and Friends Day, and I anoint and pray for everyone. Fifth Sunday is our quarterly World Evangelism Day. Saturday night Sunday school with Illinois First Jurisdiction Church of God in Christ. Sunday school every Saturday at 9 p.m. Central, dial 1-661-673-8600, access code 170-045 pound. The lessons are now being taped and will be available for playback. The featured music guest this month, the Royal Pizza Music Group in their single VIP room, and Ms. Shandia Robinson and her single Rest. My scheduled guests today are Stephen Daniels of Voice of Men Empowerment, Dr. Wally House, leadership expert, Ms. Emmanuel Joseph, CPA. The music in the background during the announcement is Myron Butler singing All For You. A short interlude was the marching In Christ There Is No East or West. This concludes the announcements. It's time to pray. The music in the background during the prayer is Israel Holton singing Alpha and Omega. In the book of Luke, chapter 18, verse 1 says, men ought always to pray and not faint. So let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless you and we thank you. Lord, we worship you this morning. Great is your faithfulness to us this day. Lord, for those in the listening audience that have not accepted you as Lord and Savior, we pray today for their salvation. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. For those who don't know you, there are just four simple steps to salvation. The four A's, acknowledge that you are a sinner. Agree with John 3:16. Ask God to forgive you of your sins and accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. For those who are saved, born again, we know that the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and sinner appear? Your word declares in 1 Corinthians 11:31 that if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. So help us, Lord. Forgive us for our sins. Forgive us, Lord, for our shortcomings. Forgive us for wrongdoing. Forgive us for wrong thoughts. Lord, keep our motives clean and our hearts pure. Let's live to please God on today. Lord, your word commands us to pray fervently and effectively because it will avail much. So God, help us to target our prayers. Be sensitive to your promptings and increase our discernment. Now, Lord, saturate our environments with your presence. Lord Jesus, we are not casting away our confidence in you because we know that without faith, it is impossible to please you and that you reward those who diligently seek you. Help us to delight in you so that our desires become your desires. Superimpose your plan and purposes over our agendas. Help us not to be so easily offended. Teach us to be mature sons and daughters. Help us to acknowledge you and please you in all of our ways. God is a healer. Let's touch and agree with this specific prayer feeling. Lay your hand on the phone or computer as you listen. Lord Jesus, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities, and with your stripes we're healed. Lord, we thank you, and we decree healing in every area of our lives because you sent your word and healed us and delivered us from our destruction. Let's walk in authority as believers. We thank you for the authority you've given us as believers by granting unto us the keys of the kingdom of heaven. For whatsoever we shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. For whatsoever we shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. In the name of Jesus, I bind hopelessness and I loose hope against hope. I bind spiritual fatigue and I loose spiritual endurance. I bind spiritual apathy and I loose spiritual resilience. In the name of Jesus, I bind slothfulness and prayerlessness and I loose commitment to the ways of God. I loose a desire to seek the things of God. In the name of Jesus on today, we declare that we are standing on the promises of your word. Having done all to stand, we're standing. For your eyes went to and fro throughout the earth to show yourself strong. On behalf of those who love you, you will not be ignorant of Satan's devices, traps, tricks, snares, or schemes. Let every strategy of hell against our lives be exposed and brought to light. Grant unto us strategies and tactics to identify and resist plots and plans against our lives. But Jesus, help us to recognize open doorways in our lives where the enemy would try to infiltrate. I lose confusion against every satanic and demonic conspiracy that will come against the plan of God in the lives of those listening now. Let the secret counsel of the wicked be turned into foolishness. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, I quench every fiery dart of competition, jealousy, and envy in the body of Christ, and I release kindness, meekness, respect, and celebration of others. In the name of Jesus, expose every imposter that comes into our midst with malicious intentions. Cut off the assignment of the Jezebel spirit and its many manifestations against ministers and ministries. Destroy all manifestations of the Jezebel spirit. I plead the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I loose and activate with acceleration, repentance, godliness, the prophetic anointing, the spirit of Elijah and Jehu, the gift of discerning of spirits and the fire of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I bind anxiety and stress and loose the peace of God that passes all understanding. In the name of Jesus, we renounce the past habits that had us down, and on today, we decree and we declare that we are delivered and we will stand fast and not be entangled again. Cast down the high places that hinder us from fulfilling our purpose, completing our assignments, and giving birth to the destiny we place within us. In the name of Jesus, paralyze every delay and hindering ultimate demon and loose sudden miracles to the saints. In the name of Jesus, dismantle every manifestation or outcome of generational curses, release generational blessings and wealth. In the name of Jesus, I decree and I declare that every negative word written or spoken in the lives of the listeners is null and void. Lord Jesus, release your angels with flaming swords to fight on our behalf in the heavenly against the demonic princes. Let the power of the blood of Jesus be released in my life. Cover my mind and thoughts with the blood of Jesus. I cover my joyfuls and possessions with the blood of Jesus. I rebuke Satan, accuser of the brethren, through the blood of Jesus. Lord, your word instructs us in Psalms 144 that you are my strength, which teaches my hands to warn my fingers to fight. Make us ministers of fire. Help us to pray, preach, teach, prophesy, and witness with fire. Help us to love and ministry. Help us to abide by the first and great commandment, to love you with all of our heart, our soul, and our mind. Let God order your steps on this morning. Lord, we will acknowledge you in all of our ways. Lord Jesus, our times and seasons are in your hands. They will not be changed or adjusted by anyone. We are walking in the sons of Issachar anointing that will allow us to accurately discern our times and seasons. We thank you for your promises to go before us and make the crooked places straight. We expect that you will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. Lord, according to your word, give us the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places. Lord, we humble ourselves to your will. Lord Jesus, let us not operate in the spirit of error, but let us have a walk in the spirit of excellence. We want to be clothed with humility, that a mantle of power rest upon our lives. Release God-pleasing faith in our lives. God, we thank you for favor, wisdom, and revelation. We have great expectations today for an overflow of blessings in every area of our lives. Lord, grant unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in your knowledge so that we will see what you are saying with spiritual eyes. Lord, your word states in Hebrews 5:14, but solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. So help us to activate and to train our five spiritual senses to be used for your glory. Stir up dormant gifts and talents and make ways for the saints to exercise these gifts and talents. Lord, we will use our weapon of command. Your word states in Isaiah 45:11, thus saith the Lord, the Holy One of Israel and its Maker, ask me of things to come concerning my son and concerning the work of my hands. Command ye me. So in the name of Jesus, we command that the seeds of manifested blessings be released now. We call promises into existence by the blood of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for your protection. We dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and we abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, upgrade everything around us. I believe in the Lord God, so I shall be established. I believe his prophets, so shall I prosper. Now, Lord, let this show bless your people, and the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength, my redeemer. Keep me from presumptuous preaching and teaching. In Jesus' name, amen.
If heaven has a fear. living well. Yesterday's manner, you didn't stare. I'm the blind man in the crowd. I wanna see like the woman with the issue of blood I'm trying to reach. So father, please, can I get in VIP? Everything else excluded, just you and me. A full sacrifice included, all of me. Born of water and spirit, John chapter 3. I'm so desperate, no housewives. In the inner court, popping the cork off the house wine. The blood of the lamb on my mind. I go hell, but I don't got my pearls on swine. Hands to the sky, knees to the ground. Money flow is constant, but my seed's in the ground. Wow, all I want is backstage passes. I know I'm crazy for asking,
I
but
that was Royal Priesthood Music Group. We gave you a little bit of VIP room. They've been one of the featured guests this month, musical artists this month, and we appreciate them so much. But we're very excited on today. We have a wonderful show. We have three wonderful guests lined up, and my first guest is on the line, and he's been waiting, and I'm just very excited about him being with us on this morning. His name is Stephen Daniel. He is a youth motivation speaker, and he's going to share with us about bullying. So I'm getting ready to bring him on the line this morning. Good morning, sir. Top of the morning to you. This is Dr. Faye Butler. How are you today?
Good morning, Dr. Faye. I am blessed. Thank you for having me on your show.
Oh, no, thank you so much for getting up early and coming on the show. This is a wonderful topic that needs to be addressed. So first, just tell our listening audience just a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a youth motivational speaker, a youth minister as well. My personal story that I am sharing with young teens and adults comes from everything that I went through from grade K to 12, even now as I'm a senior this year. I empower young adults to live life on purpose, their God-given purpose and their destiny, to eliminate low self-esteem and discouragement and to do what God has called them to do. So that's my focus of what I'm called to do.
Amen, amen. So let's talk a little bit about this bullying. So how common do you think bullying is?
I really think bullying appears in almost all racial and ethnic groups, whether it's a small or large school or even a city. It appears every single day, and we may not even know about it. Bullying peaks in early childhood, normally during grades 6 to 8, and although bullying tapers off in the older grades, some children actually never give it up. So we never know how much a child is being bullied, but it actually happens every day of their life.
Wow, wow. So why do you think it's so important that we need to stop the bullying?
Because we are losing one too many lives due to bullying. Imagine a world without a mother having to bury their child because of someone being bullied, or a brother losing a sibling because their brother was being bullied. And secondly, all forms of bullying are harmful to the bully, the victim, and even the witness. The effects can even last into adulthood.
Okay, okay. So what do you think adults and schools can do to stop the bullying?
Well, they can teach their child how to recognize and react to bullying regardless of who the victim may be, talk about and model empathy by being sensitive to and understanding how others feel and treating everyone equally.
Wow, wow. Yes, yes. And we do know this bullying is a problem. So why do you think that bullying victims never really speak up, come forward and speak up in time, maybe before some, harmful action takes place?
Well, it's really different for everybody. Some people may be scared. They believe that sometimes that they may be ashamed and embarrassed. They're afraid that the bully may react. They feel pressure to be quiet or if anyone will believe them. They may also be labeled as a snitch, which is most often that you're a snitch if you tell anybody. So that's the main common one, that you're a snitch and you may get in more trouble or beat up for telling someone. So,
right. Now, I heard that you mentioned before that it may lead to some issues later in life. So how do you think this bullying causes problems later in life for some people?
It impacts on the bully, the victims, and the witness, but mostly the victims have after effect, like on myself, some may be anxiety, loneliness, low self-esteem, poor social self-confidence, depression, suicidal thoughts, and that's some of what I personally had to go through myself. Mm-hmm. So I know personally depression, oppression, and those spiritual demonic forces that we go through so you can experience mm-hmm. those in your life.
Mm-hmm. Amen. That is so true, so true. So what does it feel like, Stephen, to be bullied? What was that feeling like?
Well, it's really no feeling that you can express or I can just tell anyone about. But everyone's different, like I said. While some, it may affect only a season of their life, somebody else, it may affect all their lives, and it may never leave them. For me, it affected me till today. I fought for from suicidal thoughts, depression, low self-esteem, all those spiritual demonic forces, and it feels as if you're alone. Oftentimes I ask God, why and how? Why did he let this happen to me? And I was so confused. So it's different for everybody, and you may be going through something, but it's different.
Mm-hmm. So it sounds like to me that bullying could cause health problems, not just stress, but we know that stress has been well documented to be to different kind of health problems. So this is certainly a real, real issue.
Right. Correct.
Right. Now, do you think bullying is carried out by individuals or groups?
Both. I really think both, but sometimes it may be an individual or sometimes it may be group, but I really think both. And some studies even show that which have been found that more likely to be bullied by individuals, so it really varies.
So now how can we tell when someone is being bullied? What are some of the signs you think that parents or older brothers or sisters or relatives need to look out for in terms of bullying?
Well, I really think there are a lot of signs that you can tell that somebody is being bullied, but we're so blind that we miss it. There's one, the child coming home from school with bruises and marks. That's very obvious sometimes that something is wrong, or their lunch money, toys, or school supplies, or whatever it may be, their electronics, their iPads that you just bought them, they're gone missing, and they can't even explain where they went. Their eating habits, that's one that changed for me. My eating habits happened to change, and I began to suffer from insecurities, feeling like there's nothing I'm getting out of life. So low self-esteem, how your attitude has changed. Oh, I don't care about school. I don't care about my grades or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. This is such an important interview, and this is really great, great information. And you are to be admired, really, for speaking out at such a young age, you know, while it's going on, as particularly, you know, within your generation. We hear so many stories of what happens on social media, and the fact that you were addressing this just in the past month, I've seen a few articles on social media regarding this issue of bullying and what we can do, and even bullying amongst adults, certain types of bullying tactics, even in the workplace. So this is such an important, important topic. Now, are there any other additional comments you want to leave with the audience before we hang up?
Well, I just want to encourage that every child, that they speak up, they be heard, and they be a voice, even the parents. We have to take a stand against bullying, and not only bullying, but every aspect of bullying, whether it may be suicidal thoughts, we have to speak up and be a voice and be heard. So I encourage you this morning to be a light for someone else today.
Amen, amen. You know what? You are doing a great job. You will certainly be in my thoughts and prayers. I admire you for what you did. And listen, you always have an open phone line here. If there's something you need to come on and talk about, or your representative, something going on, you let them shoot me an email. We'll announce it. We'll help promote it, because this is so, so important. So tell them, don't be afraid to get back in touch with me, but this is so important. I really thank you for making this effort and coming on the show today.
Thank you so much, Dr. Fain.
All right. All right. Take care. We hope to talk to you soon.
God bless you.
All right. Bye-bye. And that was youth motivational speaker Stephen Daniel. You're talking about bullying. He's just a senior in high school, so he really, really did an excellent, excellent job, and we're so glad that he was able to be on the phone line with us on today. Just a little bit of a song by Miss Albanita Twinkie Clark singing My Help Cometh from the Lord. We're very grateful that Stephen Daniel gave us a wonderful interview, and we are getting ready to go to phone lines again to just a dynamic person. He's highly skilled in organizational leadership techniques and performance appraisal reviews. We're so glad that he had the time to be with us this morning. We know he has a tight schedule, so we're going to the phone line to speak to our Dr. Wally Halp, and I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. Good morning. This is Dr. Fay. How are you doing today?
Dr. Fay, it's a pleasure. Thank you. I'm doing very well, even though it's a Monday. Because
yeah,
it's a Monday.
Yeah, no. Sometimes Mondays are hard. But thank you so much. I know you have a tight schedule, but we appreciate the fact that you're able to come on and share with us and share with our listeners. So first, just tell the listening audience just a little bit about yourself.
Sure. I have 18 years experience in my own business. I've worked with large companies, small companies. I worked for a large Fortune 500 in my early part of my career. And right now I'm dedicated to helping leaders and employees to create joy in their work and create spirit in their work and remove some of the barriers that prevent that from happening. And one of the barriers is the typical performance appraisal. So I've created a replacement for it and written a book about it, and passionate about it.
Yeah. So where did this passion come from, actually, being so passionate about this, the performance appraisal review process?
Well, thank you, Dr. Fay. The passion comes from really seeing that there's an alternative to how to treat people at work. I mean, Is it fair to say that we should behave differently at work than we do at home? Is it fair to say that we should behave differently toward each other at work than we do at home? I think that's a mistake, and we've been unfortunately we've been taught the wrong way to lead people, and we have to unlearn that, and that's what I'm dedicated to, and so I want to help leaders. Give them a different option, because right now, if they continue on the path which says that the typical appraisal is the right thing to do, they're causing injury, and there's an alternative to that, and that's why I call it leadership malpractice. When they practice the typical appraisal, it causes injury and it prevents joy at work. And we should have joy at home. We should have joy at work.
So that's really the dysfunction, that typical performance review, that brings on the dysfunction. So let's say we don't have the performance review. How can I get feedback to improve if the typical review is somewhat dysfunctional?
Yeah, sure. And feedback is absolutely critical. And so I have something that I've developed called fearless feedback, which takes the fear out of receiving feedback and the fear out of giving feedback. And it all revolves around how do we learn. And we learn by having a plan, by acting out that plan, by collecting data from that plan and that action, and then reviewing the data. We don't have to criticize each other. Criticism doesn't work at home, and it doesn't work well at work as either. And now, if you want to know someone's opinion about you, I say you can ask them. That's fine. But how can we can eliminate criticism and we can provide feedback? The difference is feedback is about data. Criticism is about my opinion, and I'm not interested in your opinion unless I ask you. In fact, even, you know, I look at Jesus as one of the greatest models of leadership, and even he avoided criticism of others. Mm-hmm. You know, when they were ready to stone the woman who was accused of being a whore, he said, look at yourself first. And he didn't criticize them. He allowed them to think about themselves first. And so I think it's possible to do that at work and at home, and I think that's what we have to do.
So, you know, as you know, with performance reviews, they're often based upon whether you're going to continue on or maybe what kind of increase or raise you're going to get. So how can we, you know, in a sense, pay people or reward them if we don't have those kinds of performance reviews?
Sure. Yeah, we can create a different process. In fact, I'm headed to a client this morning. The reason I'm a little bit short on time is I'm headed to a client this morning who's completely redesigned their pay-for-performance system to make it team-based and cooperative-based versus paying individuals to compete with each other. And that's most organizations try to pay the top performer, and the top performer can actually cause damage. And when you put people in a position where they must excel individually in order to receive bonuses, we get things like cheating. I mean, we look at what's happening in sports today with people taking steroids. What is that coming from? In part, that's coming from creating an environment where you get paid if you excel as an individual. And excelling as an individual in a team environment does not make any sense to me.
So if I have a poor review, so how does that impact me? And how does it impact employees when we have, first of all, we're scared to have them, right? So let's say we go in and we have a poor review. So how does that impact employees when they have a poor performance appraisal?
Well, in the typical appraisal, if you have a poor review, it impacts you greatly. It generally damages your motivation. Now, some people get excited about that and say, okay, I'm going to do better, and that's fine. That's wonderful. But the majority, the research all shows that at least half, if not the majority of people, take a step back, are less motivated, less engaged, and angry. You know, they have a negative emotional response to being criticized by someone, and they generally disagree with the employer that's criticizing them, and so you end up with someone who's angry now instead of being productive. So it damages the trust, it damages the relationship, it damages the productivity. It's just completely dysfunctional. That's why I call it malpractice. There's a replacement way to do it. We don't have to do it this way.
Right. So do you think we're even predisposed to, like, really not liking these? You said people hate them. So you think we're kind of predisposed to not even like these whole performance appraisal reviews when we have them?
Oh, I totally agree. I think it's not consistent with how nature works. The way nature works is cooperation. And when you feel like you're being criticized or judged by someone else, I mean, the Bible even says, judge not and you will not be judged. And when we put people in a position where someone has to judge someone else, that makes them uncomfortable, and it damages the relationship, it damages trust. And I believe that we are meant to trust each other, cooperate with each other, and love each other at work, just as we are at home. And if this is getting in the way, I say, let's stop doing it.
So can managers be trained to do things differently, to do things properly? I guess this is the way you can really tell us about your program and how we could make some changes and what we could do to be better.
Well, there's two things that managers, yes, of course, they can be trained. But if you try to train a fish to breathe air, you can do the best that you can, and maybe they'll last an extra half hour, but they're still not going to be able to make it. So what you have to do is you have to create a different environment. You've got to keep the fish in the water, and then they'll be fine. So by creating a different environment, what do I mean by that? I mean you eliminate the grade or the rating that's in the performance review process, and you separate the pay for performance from the performance review process. And then you create a partnership between the employee and the manager to look at the quality of the interactions in between the people and between the people and the system. So you're focusing on the quality of the interactions, not the quality of the people. Let people want to learn. People want to improve on their own. If you create an environment, they will do it on their own. That's what's wrong with our schools. We're not creating an environment where the learning takes hold. We're creating an environment of control where they have to learn something, the teachers have to teach something, the schools have to do it or they won't get paid, and it's not working. It's the same model that we're being used in schools is what we're using at work. It's got to stop. It's not working.
Wow. So I know we just have a few minutes left. So is there, what do you want to share with our audience? I'm sure they need to find out about your book and some of your products and your website and how those who may be listening can benefit from this, whether they're managers or not. So what can you tell the audience about some of your products and how they can benefit from your system that you created?
Yeah, I'd like to give my website, if I have your permission. And,
absolutely. Yes.
People can take a look at the book and look at the summary and look at the reviews on Amazon. My website is optimumleadership.com, optimumleadership.com. And there's a link on there that you can go right to Amazon and see the reviews. Mm-hmm. And what I'd like to share with the audience is what could they do starting right now? What could they do starting right now that's part of the book that could help them? There's two things that I'd like to share. One is see if you can just take one day and not criticize anyone. Just stop criticizing and instead ask questions to see if you could better understand where they're coming from so that you could reach a different agreement. And that's the second thing I'd like to share. How are you managing your own personal agreements? If you're a leader out there and you don't have the top amount of cooperation from your people, ask yourself, am I demonstrating integrity? Am I making agreements and promises that I in fact can keep? And then am I keeping those? Because if you're not doing it, there's absolutely no way that you can expect others to do it for you. So just start with the basics. Stop your criticism. Just see if you could do it for a day, and then it's like Alcoholics Criticism Anonymous. Just try to do it one day at a time. Take time to make the agreements that you can make and listen to others and give them an opportunity to say, no, I can't do that. Well, then what can you do? Facilitate agreements. That's one of the key skills that leadership must have.
Yes, that is so true. That is really excellent. As we would say, that's a very powerful word on this morning, the power of agreement. That is excellent. I want to thank you so much for taking your time and calling in this morning. I know you're on your way to see a client, and I hope people take advantage of this. I know I certainly am. Every time I get new information, I'm a major reader. I love to read and absorb material, so this is very good for me, very good. Because I've been a manager for a while now, managing people, so this is very enlightening for me. I appreciate your time. Thank you so much for coming on, and you have a wonderful day, and I hope all goes well with your client this morning.
God bless you. Thank you, Dr. Fay.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye.
And now with Dr. Wally Howe, who is a leadership expert, performance appraisal expert, and he was very, very good. He just has a dynamic family. Rounding out our speakers this morning with a very talented young man whom I've gotten to know in the past few weeks. He is an accountant. He's going to share some very important information for us in the season. So I'm going to the phone line now and bring in Mr. Emmanuel Joseph on. Good morning, sir. How are you doing today? This is Dr. Fay.
Good morning, Dr. Fay. Top of the morning to you.
Hey, top of the morning to you as well. Can you give us just tell our listening audience just a little bit about yourself first.
Okay. Basically, my background is in both accounting and business management. I'm currently a CPA with a private practice on the border of Brooklyn and Queens. Basically, throughout my journey, I've had the opportunity to have a lot of people mentor me, obviously create and pave the way for me. And I'm actually in a field that I want to encourage a lot of minorities and a lot of our listeners to actually consider, not only in their future endeavor and also get a greater understanding what my firm do for the community and how we're able to help people.
Right, right. So now tell us a little bit about what your firm does. Give us kind of some background and services that your company provides.
Okay, currently my company is providing taxation services for individuals, corporations, and LLC. Furthermore, we also work hand-in-hand with small businesses by doing their bookkeeping and also providing guidance and assisting young entrepreneurs in selecting the right entity for their business and venture endeavors as well as them fulfilling their mission.
Okay. So now what would you say are the advantages of using a CPA to complete our taxes instead of like an ordinary person or one of the three, you know, major franchises to do it?
I'm glad you brought up that question because this is something that often many of us in the community take for granted. One of the great benefits of actually using a CPA is that CPAs are also can be known as tax lawyers. We also represent clients in tax court. So what this does is that it gives the taxpayer or the client or a listener, the potential customer, a greater assurance in knowing that if they were to file their return with a CPA as opposed to another preparer, in the event of an audit, the CPA can represent you before the Internal Revenue Service and tax court, and furthermore, you're getting a higher level quality of the service while at the same time getting maximizing your refund.
Okay. Now, you're at J&L Tax, so tell us about some of the promotions that you're currently running now. We're kind of, I guess, in the tax season, you would say, so can you tell the audience about some of the promotions that your firm is running right now?
Yes, the tax season is upon us. As a matter of fact, the Internal Revenue Service will be accepting income tax returns this week. We are currently running three promotions, which are great. We're running a $50 promotion for anyone that does switch over from H&R Block, Jackson Hewitt, or Liberty Tax. And furthermore, if you bring a friend or a family member or a coworker over to our company, we're also providing you with a $50 promo for that. And then we do have taxpayers also who, upon occasions, do request they can get an additional $50 for a front of their own refund, providing that they want to come in that day and walk out with some funding. One of the greatest things that we feel in the course of our work over the last 9 years is that quite often the work that we do at our firm is often three times more the value in what we provide. So most people, it's also building relationships because you can build a foundation with your accountant and have an advisor, someone that could play an integral part in your life over the remainder of your life as long as you have the financial need for their services. And then furthermore, a lot of us in the community do also need financial advice. So where we can, we don't do that as a primary service, but where we can, we do provide some guidance in rebuilding credit, some guidance in financial investing because we are at an integral part into and we do play an integral role in helping the client potentially shape their financial life. And then we do try to teach the client as well as their return, as well as their children, about the importance of saving, the importance of having fiscal responsibility, and the importance of forming your life from a financial aspect, because sometimes that is a great need in the community. Those are the things that we do through mentorship, and we also have an internship program where this year, every year,
excellent,
we have at minimum two interns in our office to try and help pave the way and help enlighten the younger generation that may have an interest in this. Because to be honest, one of the greatest and fulfilling things for me in this field was the mere fact that when I was younger, no one took the opportunity nor took the time to show me the importance of an accountant in our society. And I found that later on in life, And that's been one of my missions, to give that back, because it is one of the most grounding profession for us,
yes.
for anyone that has interest in finances and accounting.
Yes, and this is important information, because many of my listeners, I mean, they're from more backgrounds, but they're faith-based, and those of us who are in ministry, you know, we have to take care of business as well. So I certainly appreciate you, Mr. Joseph. In our final few minutes, is there anything else you want to share with the audience, perhaps about the upcoming tax season?
I mean, right now, the only recent changes has been with the Obamacare. And then again, furthermore, we also do free consultation. If you, one of our main focus is actually tax resolution. So we do a lot of representation for clients before the Internal Revenue Service. And then we also do free review of your prior year, three prior years of tax return. So in the event something went wrong with your taxes, or you prepared it yourself and you just need a second opinion, our firm does not charge for that. That is all free consultation. We will review your tax return, advise you if there are any changes in the law, anything that you may have missed that you are legally entitled to by law. And then furthermore, if we do have to make a correction, at that point we will give you an estimate based on what you can correct, and then we will help you make that decision as to if you need to go back and amend your tax return. And tax resolution, there's a lot of us out there who currently have tax problems. Please feel free to check our website over at www.jnltax.com or contact us here at the office over at 718-277-0200, 718-277-0200, and also, of course, you can reach us via the office address itself, which is located on 1360 Loring Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11208. And again, even if it's a small, no tax problem is ever too small or too big. Even if it is a doubt that you have in your mind, it is always best to consult a professional like us, and
right.
Our CPAs and our office will give you free advice and free representation, because at first, our first mission is to be here for the community, and then furthermore, if it helps advance our own development, that's a fruit of our labor. But our first mission is to help and enhance the community. So it doesn't cost anything. Please give us an opportunity.
It's true. Yes, and that was important. It's funny, I was going to ask you to share all your information, but you did. So those of my listeners who are from the greater New York area, New York, New Jersey area, he's located really in a prime place, very easy to get to, near the parkways, near major roadways, so he's very easy. If you Google it, map it, he's very easy to find. But I appreciate this morning, Mr. Joseph. Like I said, I'm so glad that our mutual friend Steve Asphall, he brought us together, you know, just for some business things. And I know you'll be a great help to the ministry, to my church, and to the ministry. We certainly look forward to it, and we appreciate you just taking the time out in the beginning of, I know, what will be a busy tax season for you. So thank you so much, and I'm sure we'll be talking to you this week. And look for his website, and then be looking for his Facebook page. We're going to be doing some things with that as well. Correct?
Thank you so much, Dr. Fay. I appreciate you, and I appreciate leading you as well and building relationships with you. And I have a feeling this is the beginning of a great friendship.
Yes. Okay. So take care. So we'll be in touch sometime this week.
Okay.
Enjoy the rest of the day. All right. Bye-bye. And that was Emmanuel Joseph, a CPA. We're glad that he had the opportunity to be with us on this morning, him, as well as some of the other guests. Hi, this is Dr. Fay. Promote your ministry or business on Top of the Morning Radio Show. Submit a written ad or a 30-second voice over commercial for only $25 a month. For more information, email the advertising department of the Morning Radio Show at gmail.com or stewardship for holdthishouse@gmail.com or visit our website. You can also promote your ministry or business on the Empowerment Zone, the web TV show. Submit a written ad or flyer
or a 30 or 60-second video MP4 file for only $25 for 30 seconds and $50 for 60 seconds. For more information, email the advertising department at theempowermentzoneshow@gmail.com or visit the website. If you don't need to promote, we sincerely request that you sow a seed into this soil. Donations are tax deductible. We appreciate any patrons. Thank you so much.
We certainly thank our guests, Stephen Daniel, Dr. Wally Hawk, and certainly Emmanuel Joseph. Well, we're at the bottom of the hour. It was a great show today, but it's time to say goodbye until next week. So this is Dr. Faye Maureen, the anointed voice, signing off as we end the show with Shondia Robinson singing Rest. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Promote the three G's, God, the gospel, and good things. Top of the morning to you.
Don't matter what never focus on my hiccup. Sit them on the curb and never miss on try and pick up. So bold by the kingdom and my daddy them. Free from condemnation of my sin, you carry them. Run up on them, be like, daddy, let me have that. He look down and smile and be like, son, reach out and grab that. I feel as if you the only one that feel for me. All good, long as you dwell inside me, CP. I make some mistakes, your grace is real. Process for greater use like trees inside a paper mill. Head on his shoulders and his arm right where I'm supposed to be. Family rich in wisdom, health and wealth, your word is supposed to me. Life try to test my faith, I never second guess. Ocean view sleep, no, yeah, I'm a wreck. Shout it. It's MBE.